Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of remote work and its impact on our mental well-being. And let's face it, sometimes that world can feel like a constant hamster wheel, right? Deadlines looming, emails pinging, that ever-present pressure to be on all the time. It's no wonder so many of us struggle to switch off. Today we're diving into something super crucial, sleep. I know, it sounds basic. But trust me, prioritizing those precious ZZs can be a game changer for your mental health and overall well-being in this remote work hustle. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain is foggy and your patience wears thin quicker than usual? You know that feeling when you've just had a really bad night's sleep, and everything feels harder? Well, guess what? That's not just you being dramatic. Chronic sleep deprivation messes with our mood, focus, and even our ability to handle stress. It's like trying to power your favorite gaming console on an empty battery. It's just not going to perform at its best. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help us prioritize sleep and reclaim those mental health wins. 1. Rethink your sleep schedule. You're probably thinking, Jessica, I have a million things to do. Who has time for a strict schedule? But hear me out. Consistency is key when it comes to sleep. Think of your bedtime routine like any other important appointment. You wouldn't miss it, right? Even if you work late some nights, try to aim for a consistent wake-up time. 2. Ditch the blue light before bed. Ever notice how scrolling on your phone or watching TV before bed can make it harder to fall asleep? Yeah, that's because the blue light emitted from those screens tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime. Try dimming the lights in your home a couple of hours before bedtime and switch to reading a book or listening to calming music. 3. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. This is your chance to wind down and signal to your body that it's time to sleep. Take a warm bath, read a few pages of a good book, or listen to some soothing music. Avoid anything too stimulating like watching action movies or playing video games right before bed. 4. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Think about what makes your space cozy and inviting. Keep it cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if needed, and use earplugs if you're sensitive to noise. And trust me, ditching the extra clutter can make a world of difference. 5. Watch what you consume before bed. That cup of coffee before bed might seem harmless, but caffeine can keep you wired for hours. Alcohol might initially make you feel sleepy, but it actually disrupts your sleep cycle later in the night. So, aim to avoid caffeine and alcohol a few hours before bedtime. Now, let's talk about something super relatable. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation tomorrow, and you're feeling the pressure. You stay up late cramming, scrolling through social media, and trying to get everything done. You finally collapse into bed exhausted but wired from all that stimulation. Guess what? You wake up groggy, your brain feels fried, and you're dreading that presentation even more. Sound familiar? That's the vicious cycle of sleep deprivation. It sets us up for failure. So, remember this. Prioritizing sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When we give ourselves permission to rest and recharge, we unlock our full potential, mentally, physically, and creatively. It's an investment in ourselves that pays off in so many ways. Ready to take action? This week, challenge yourself to implement just one of these tips. Maybe try dimming the lights earlier in the evening or creating a relaxing bedtime routine. You'll be surprised at the difference it can make. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. Let's keep this conversation going on social media using hashtag disconnectedpodcast. Until next time, remember to prioritize your sleep and rock that remote work life.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.